Hey. Oh, maybe that was a little too loud.
Hey.
Oh, that's a little, not really close to the mic. Hey. Oh, that sounds like, Hey. Hey. Hey, babe. Hey. Okay, just speak normally. Hey, babe. So, it's been a while since we were able to, call each other. I know the time zones can be, like, really, really hard sometimes. So that's fine. I thought it would be fun if we did, like, some, like, kind of audio messages to each other. And I thought that it would be, you know, just nice because then I could hear your voice and you can hear mine. And then, you know, it's just, there's a lot of things that I wish I could say to you, but I forget when we're, like, texting and stuff. There's a lot of, like, things that I won't say because I just completely forget, or things that, like, require, like, things that I want to talk about that would be really hard to convey through text, like, that I would rather just tell you face-to-face or, like, on the phone, but, you know, because we haven't been talking, been able to, like, talk on the phone lately, I thought it'd be nice if I did this little audio message. I do have Cheerios right now because it is morning while I'm recording this, so here is a little ASMR for you. I got heart-shaped Cheerios today because I wanted to. Honestly, heart-shaped Cheerios make me happy, okay? First thing in the morning. I know that you don't particularly like my Cheerios, but that means there's more for me. But yeah, like, I was wondering if you wanted to, if you would be down for, like, this, like, every day I could do a little, like, recording for you, and it'll be super, super lovely, yeah, by the time I, you know, actually could come back home and hang out with you and everything. My laptop is currently screaming at me. I don't know if you can hear that, babe, but, please ignore it. I need to get a new one. I have an Acer laptop. It is, I think 2 or 3 years old, and it definitely is not able to, you know, run the games that I want it to, or at least properly. I have such trouble streaming, like, Stardew to you and stuff, unfortunately. Oh, speaking of Stardew, I know that you don't really, like, play Stardew that much, but just, like, I'm so excited, so I want to talk about it. You can just ignore this if you don't care, but, I basically started playing Stardew Valley, and I started playing a few months ago. I started playing in January, and right now I have, like, almost 150 hours in it. So, it's, like, a lot. I have completed the community center, and I've done, like, all the bundles. I'm working on, you don't really know that much about the game. So, in Stardew Valley is, like, a farming simulator kind of game. So, like, you quit your job at, like, this corporation, and you go and you take over your late grandpa's old farm, and it's in, like, this small town called Pelican Town, and there's, like, I think there's, like, 30 like, NPC villagers that you can interact with, and it's actually really cool because all of them have, like, their own backstories and stuff. But anyway, so I thought that it would be really fun if I, like, did, if I played the game, because, wait, what was I saying? I don't know, I'm hungry, hold on, babe. Gonna eat some more. It is too early in the morning. But I had a lot on my mind, so I wanted to, like, you know, just press record. Okay. What was I saying? Stardew Valley. Oh, yeah, so each, like, villager has, like, their own backstory, their own, like, desires, their own, like, likes and dislikes and all of that. And so it's, like, really cool to, like, just be, like, super immersed in this game. But, yeah, so with Stardew, you can, like, buy seeds from, like, the local, like, store shopkeeper person. And you can, like, plant the seeds. And, like, each season they have different seeds that you can plant. And you grow them, and then you sell them, and then you make money, and that's how you can make your profit. You can also go fishing and catch fish, and each season has a different amount of fish that you can, like, each season has different varieties of fish you can catch, and the fish are located in different areas all over the map. So in if you want to catch a particular fish, you need to know where it'll be caught, because some fish can only be caught in, like, for example, like, the beach area, and some fish can only be caught in the rivers. There's a lot of different places where you can catch the fish. So yeah, that's like something you need to know. The last thing is that there's mining and, like, fighting monsters. So there's a huge mine system. It's 120 floors, and there's an elevator. So every five levels there's an elevator. So every five levels you can go down one floor, or wait, no, every five levels you can unlock the elevator. So when you start, if you start and you don't go down the mines, like, from level one, then you can just go to the elevator and you can be like, okay, elevator, take me to level 35, and it'll take you to level 35. And that's really useful, because on certain sections of the mines, you can find certain valuable goods and resources, like, there's certain monsters which you can kill for their loot. There are certain, like, ores you can find on certain levels. Like, some levels you can find a copper ore, some levels you can find iron ore, some levels you can find gold ore, and, like, all of those things, right? And so it goes up to a level 120, and after you, like, kind of, like, do a lot of things, you one of your, like, main goals in, like, the game is to complete the community center. There's no time limit. You can complete it as fast or as slow as you want. It took me until my second year to complete it, because I was bad and I didn't focus on it at the beginning, so I had to, like, do a lot of things I had to, like, do a lot of things for, like, spring and summer, because in the first year for spring and summer, I wasn't really, like, paying attention to it, unfortunately. My laptop is still having a little heart attack. I'm really sorry if you can hear that, babe. But yeah, so I've been playing the game a lot, and I finished the community center, which is, oh, wait, I should explain the community center. The community center, it's basically, like, there's different rooms, and each room has its own, like, bundles you need to complete. So, like, every bundle has a few items that you need to find, and you need to put it in, like, there's a pop-up that comes up, and you have to basically, like, take your items and put it in, like, the thing, and then, if you get all of the items for a specific bundle, like for example, in, like, spring, there's a spring crops bundle, so you have to grow specific types of crops, and then you can put them in that bundle, and there's four of them, and then after you finish that, then you finish a bundle, right? But in each room, there's about five bundles, so when you complete one bundle, then you get the rewards for that bundle. But when you complete the whole room, then the entire room gets redecorated and it becomes wonderful. Because, like, there's these little Junimos. They're super cute. And they will come and clean everything up because it's, like, an abandoned community center first. So you're trying to restore it. I should have said that first. But, yeah. So, yeah. So then you restore it. And if you're able to do all of the bundles, and I think there's, like, there's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25... 30 bundles? I could be wrong. But roughly, like, there's a bunch of items that you need, okay? And some bundles don't have just 4 items. Some bundles have 3 items. Some bundles have 5 items. So it's, like, a lot of, like, variability. And some bundles you just have to pay money for. Some bundles you need certain, like, resources that you can only get at certain times. Or certain, like, certain like resources that you can only get at certain places, so you have to kind of like keep in mind what you need. But yeah, so when you finish it, then the community center gets restored and it's super lovely, and then you unlock more things. I haven't unlocked them yet, but like I'm almost unlocking them. So one of the rewards for completing a community center room is unlocking like the bus. So the bus can now take you to like the desert area. In the desert, there's like different things. There's like a shop where if you like complete some quests, then you can go in the back of the shop, and it's a whole like, it's a casino, so you can like gamble for stuff, and it's like kind of cool but like also kind of sketchy, you know. And there's also a area where you can like get you can trade items for other items, basically. That is like the worst way for me to describe this. I think that person is called a desert trader, and you can trade your items with that person. And for example, like, you can trade 1 jade for a staircase, which are really important because the other thing in the desert is the Skull Cavern, which is like kind of like the mines in Pelican Town, like in like the town that we're in, except there's no elevator, right? And you're trying, like, you have a limited time in the day, right? So you're trying to get down to the end of the, like, not end of the mines. There's no end of the mines. It goes on forever. But the more you go down, the more chances, like, the more good things you can get, basically. Like, the more valuable items you can get. So, if you try and go down as fast as possible, then you can get really valuable items. For example, you can get, you can get a bunch of iridium ore, which is, like, the most valuable ore in the game. And it's purple, which it makes me really happy because all of the final items are purple. That might have been really loud. I'm sorry. But I'm just excited because purple's my favorite color. So yeah, and oh wait, I should have explained. Okay, so there's like in Stardew, the thing is you can't just do anything anytime because there's like, first of all, there's like time limits for certain things. Like you can't enter certain shops during certain hours, and things like that. And also, certain days you can't do certain things. For example, like, you can't buy animals from the animal person, Marnie, on Tuesdays. Because on Tuesdays, she's, like, doing a acrobatics class or whatever. Things like that, right? And my laptop is dying again. Wow. Thanks, laptop. You're the best. But, yeah, so, what was I gonna say? Oh, I was gonna say, I remember now, I was gonna say that I think that it's really lovely that, like, in the game, there's, like, the mechanic where you can't just do anything anytime, like, it's not a 24-hour system, because in the game, you have to do things, within a time frame. So you wake up at 6 in the morning, and if you stay up until 2 in the morning, like 2 a.m., like all of those hours, then you will get knocked out. So you want to go to bed before 2 in the morning. Ideally before 1 in the morning or 12 in the morning, I think, because around 12 or 1, If you go to bed after that, then you get an energy decrease the next day. But yeah, so that's like one thing. So you're battling against time, and you're also battling against your energy and your health bars, because every tool hit you do, every time you use an axe to cut a tree, or you use your fishing rod, or you use your watering can or whatever, you lose a little bit of energy. So it's really important to like manage your like time and your energy and stuff. But it's a really chill game, and it's lovely. Honestly, you should play it with me, because there's multiplayer mode, and that would be nice. You know, it would be nice, because I can show you the game, because I really like it, and I think that you would also like it. I mean, if you've never tried it, you know, like, why not try it, right? Although, I guess if you wanted to try it then and play it with me, then, you know, we have to find a time to talk with each other, but because of, like, time zones and our schedules and everything, that's kind of hard, which is why I'm recording this audio for you. Because, I miss you. I genuinely miss you a lot. And I did kind of just ramble on and on about Stardew, and I'm kind of sorry about that. But, I love you, and I miss you. And I hope that you're having, like, a really nice day, honestly. Yeah. Today's just gonna be a day of me playing games, probably. So I don't really have anything exciting to report, but maybe tomorrow I will. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe it'll just be rambles again about something that's very, very, like, inconsequential. No, that's not the word I'm looking for. Something that doesn't really matter at the end of the day, but yeah, I hope that just, like, you know, you can, like, listen to this, like, while just, like, going around, like, maybe shopping for groceries, or maybe you're just, like, doing some, like, work where you don't have to, like, really think about it, so you can have me up in the background or whatever, like a podcast, oh my gosh, but, like, not really, a podcast that's full of too many slip-ups, and me laughing and me eating. But yeah, I appreciate you a lot, and I will probably send you something again tomorrow. Yeah, I heart you so much. I love you, and have a lovely rest of your time, okay, babe? I love you a lot. Oh, and I will send you some cat memes, okay? okay, bye. How do I turn this off? That button? No, that didn't work. This button.